Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services from more than 300 exhibitors, along with seminars from OSU Extension. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, the Oklahoma Youth Expo in full swing and will be taking place over the next 2 weeks. Farm broadcaster Ron Hayes had the opportunity to sit down with Tyler Norvell, president of OYE, about this year's Youth Expo.
Yeah, this year we expect to award kids with over $3 million between scholarships, premium sales, and the breeding sales that we do. And to put that in comparison, back when I started in 2012, that was about $1.5 million. And back whenever I was a senior in high school in 02, that was about $300,000. So that's how much it's changed. I know with inflation, you know, everything's high. But, man, these kids work hard and they earn this. And it's just really fun to be a part of and see the business community and the philanthropic community come out and support these young people that they know are the future leaders of our state.
Thanks to the help of numerous sponsors, Norvell said OYE has the opportunity to generously award the exhibitors at the show for all of their hard work.
We've got a lot of it from our corporate sponsors. You know, McDonald's is our title sponsor. The Oklahoma Oil and Gas Industry is our presenting sponsor, and that entails companies like Ovintiv, Devon, Continental. So a lot of the oil and gas industry, Oklahoma Natural Gas, groups like that. And then you have a lot of our agriculture community from Farm Bureau, Mormon Show Tech, the electric co-ops and that association. And so I know I'm listing a lot and forgetting some. And then we have great support from our tribal partners that help us so much. And so the list goes on and on. And I think that's what makes us unique here in Oklahoma is the diversity of the sponsorships that we have. You have the traditional agriculture groups, but you also have groups that don't have ties to agriculture, but they like two things. They like to eat and they like our kids. You know, I'll never forget when one group came to me and said, hey, we want to support these kids, and it's important we support them now, but really what we want is when they graduate to come to work for us. And that's the biggest compliment I think we can have for our young people.
One of the newest elements of OYE is Ag Mechanics, which is coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we moved it back, be closer to the weekend so more folks can be here. At the Capitol, where Bray and I work some, and then just talking to industry, that's the program that everybody's like, can we come watch that? We want to see that. We want to be a part of that because they know that's the skill sets we're lacking in the workforce, and it's the skills we need. I would like to know and probably should keep count of the number of job offers that are probably made during or after the Ag Mechanics contest to these young people.
To hear the complete conversation between Norvell and Hayes, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, grocery prices have held steady in the latest consumer price index by the Department of Labor. While food prices did stay flat, the overall index increased 0.4%, following a 0.3% increase in January. Three of the six major grocery store food group indices decreased over the month. Index for dairy and related product decreased 0.6% from February, led by a 1.1% decline in the index for cheese and related products. Fruits and vegetables decreased by 0.2% over the month, as did the non-alcoholic beverages index. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain, LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in Okeen, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.